Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. Well, here we go again. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is True Radio. And, of course, you're broadcasting right now. This is Keith, the Boss of the Beach. They call me the Boss. I'm the Boss of the Beach, and this is Sunshine Radio and Radio St. Pete. We want to make sure that you know the distinction, and I'm going to be talking about a lot of the other programs that you can get. If you're tuning in nationally, tune in. This is St. Petersburg. We are the best side of the bay. I'm going to coin that is the new sunshine way of doing things, Tampa, St. Pete area. We go all the way down from Sarasota South to, North. I don't know. We're going to pick another spot in the north, and we're going to talk about it. And say thank you for tuning in. This is St. Petersburg, Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida, and the rest of the world. And, of course, we're going to be promoting some big things coming up. But the biggest thing we want to say is thank you. This weekend was Firestone weekend in St. Petersburg. Firestone Grand Prix was held here, and I made all 3 days, and I want to say thank you to all of the people who supported it, especially the mayor, Kenneth T. Welch. On behalf of the citizens of St. Petersburg, welcome to the opening race of the 2022 IndyCar Series. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg is a long-standing tradition for our city's residents, businesses, and of course, the visitors. I got a chance to do some running around downtown, and everybody was very happy. And I wanted to give a special thanks out to the new mayor who's carrying the ball for the city of St. Petersburg. As this year's Grand Marshal, the new mayor said thank you. And I want to give a shout out to one of the young race. Well, actually, a bunch of racers. I got a chance to stand downtown with all of those little racers. And I'm saying little because they're so young. To look at racing now, I go back with Dale Earnhardt. I go back with a lot of the old racers. But for me to see the new Indy series, I want to give a shout out to all the little racers. I took pictures, and you can go to my website. OnTheAirToday.com, it'll have WVET, click on. We're going to have pictures of me standing around there with all the race people. And again, we want to thank all of the racers who supported this race. I got a chance to meet with a bunch of them, and I want to say that I was impressed with a new young crowd of racers that will be here for years to come. They do understand what they're doing. They love it. And they said yes to the race world. And I got a chance to sit down with a bunch of them. And you will see that. Go to our website and you will find it. One of the racers that I got a chance to personally meet was Miles Rowe. He's one of the young racers. And his record already stands. He was one of the first winners of this year's series. And he actually won the race here. So look for more information on our guy, Miles Rowe, coming in. Not only Miles, but we're going to be talking to Michael D. Orlando. Young guy, popping up, doing things. Miles Rowe actually won the race, though. So we're going to say thank you to all of the people, and we salute the mayor who's taken over. And this is Voice for Veterans. And the Voice for Veterans still stands as the one place you can go to get information on veteranization. And we're all over the state of Florida and all over the world. But today I want to say shout out to my guys, Michael, the black man,
And of course, Michael down there in Miami running his radio show. And Waddell, who's out of the hospital, doing well, saluting our veterans all the time. We support vets too, is the campaign. That means you. If you're a race car fan, if you're the mayor of a city, if you just happen to have a boutique somewhere, you want to be able to put up the new label, we support vets too. Let's do it, everybody. We support vets too is the new battle cry. Everybody needs to be able to say it. We want to be like Visa was when they started. We're going to get you some stickers. Stick it on your door. Stick it on your website. Stick it anywhere you can. Be able to say, we support vets too. And of course, all the veterans that we're reaching out talking to that listen to us every week and tell their friends about this radio program for veterans, all of our friends, it's Vets 214. Go to the website, WVET, pull up Vets 214, and that's Vets Helping Vets. And of course, we give a special shout out to Sound Check Studios and Tim. We know that Tim has stood up a long time. He's the one that created Vets 214, and we appreciate it. Thank you. Now we have a battle cry for all of those vets who want to reach out and help another veteran. It's Vets 214, Vets Helping Vets, all the time, worldwide. We appreciate that, especially that. And we want to say, Vets Center, you know, I was down there talking to them the other day, and they really did support me and what we were doing. And we want to say thank you to the Vets Center. And I'm going to be talking more about them in a few minutes. But I ran into somebody that I want to introduce to the world, and that's going to be my friend from Broken Gear. And when we come right back, we're going to have him, and we're going to be talking to Broken Gear. On the way out, I'm going to give a shout right now to my buddies down there, and who happen to be right there on Central Avenue. That's Ferg's, supporting veterans all the time. And on Saturdays, St. Pete Sports Connection, Mike Picard, and we're going to be talking to Mike too. And he does another show, which is the Sports Connection right here on this network. We want to say hello to Mike. On the tee, he's going to be pushing everything sports, but he's pushing heavily to bring a major golf tournament to our area. So we're going to try to get Mike to say hello. But I want you to tune in, of course, to this radio station and find out when the sports show is and find out when our boy is going to be on with the jazz show. We are reaching out to veterans in every way. Veterans stand for America. And if you didn't watch the debate last night, you heard this president say that he's going to reach out of the four items that he said that he's going to specially push. Finally, a Democrat spoke up for veterans. We know that our Republicans always do. And by us being radio, we give both people equal chance to talk. And we do stand for all of our buddies who actually showed up and helped us wherever we were. But last night, at least this Democratic president stood up for veterans. We're grateful and we're thankful for that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're going to be talking to our friend, Ross. Broken Gear. Stay with us. Coming right in.
Ready to for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
All right, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and you heard me live right here. Of course, we're broadcasting over our new internet connection, ontheairtoday.com. Of course, it's WVEPonlineradio.com. You know us because we talk veteranization. We want to let you know that we do take care of our active military as well. But now we're talking about one company that has stood up, and we want to make it clear around the world, across the city and across the state, and wherever you are, listen in. Broken Gear. Broken Gear. If you saw them anywhere, call them, talk to them. But they are supporting veterans in a way that I want to see every company support them. Broken Gear, I happen to be talking to Ross. Ross, introduce yourself. I got a picture of you and me standing there at the fair. But I want you to tell them all about Broken Gear and why you stand for veterans.
So first of all, thanks for even allowing me the opportunity to talk with my fellow veterans. My name is Ross Maher, and I'm the co-owner of Broken Gear. And I'm actually at this very moment still serving in the military. I'm actually sitting in a side office wearing my uniform, and I will be retiring with 23 years of active federal service at the end of the month of April. To that point, let me tell you a little bit about Broken Gear and what it is that we do. In short, and to keep it simple and clean, we sell products that are made by veterans. And we look for more veterans who make things so that we can help them sell their stuff too. And as you mentioned, Keith, we met at the Florida State Fair. And what was it that we were doing there? We were there selling products that were made by veterans. Specifically, we had a couple of Air Force veterans who started their own hot sauce company.
Yeah.
13 Stars Hot Sauce. So we were helping them sell their stuff, or rather we were selling it and they were helping us sell their own stuff.
I got you. I love it, man. And tell me about the guitar. I saw it.
Yeah. So that's actually one of our, hopefully what will become one of our latest initiatives. While we were at the fair, we met a gentleman who is involved with, basically building guitars. And
yes.
So he has an effort where he has veterans and he's teaching them how to build their own guitars, mostly out of cigar boxes. And through his operation, he's able to get these vets all the individual pieces that they need to make the guitars and the ukuleles out of the cigar boxes. And so what's really interesting in this whole thing is that a lot of these guys and gals are finding therapy in, you know, engaging their mind and engaging their hands to make this object. And what is
nothing
becoming,
beats using your hands.
Yes. And I have many friends of mine who are combat veterans, and some of them who are not combat veterans. And, you know, they all to one degree or another suffer from some level of PTSD.
Right.
Sometimes it's military connected and sometimes it's not. It's other things that have happened in their lives. So kind of uniformly across the board, all of them, to one degree, talk about how making something, engaging the hands and minds together and staying focused on producing that item, they find therapy in it. And so if that's what helps them in terms of therapy, then we want to help them do more of it so that
that's
they can
correct.
get as much therapy as they can. And in most circumstances, they're basically starting their own small businesses. So you really, when you want to talk about empowering a veteran, it's great that there are many companies that hire veterans, and I certainly appreciate that, but this is a different spin on that. It's not come and work for me, it's get up and work for yourself, and we will do our best to help you through that process.
Well, the whole concept of entrepreneurism has taken hold in America. It's
yes.
taken hold around the world. There are more people looking at doing for themselves and not looking for the big corporate job anymore. And we know we've got a lot of veterans in that place. And we definitely want to thank Broken Gear for standing up and putting it on the forefront.
Well, we're certainly happy to help.
Well, you are helping. And that's why I got you on our radio program, and we're going to let the world know what you're doing. If you happen to be a veteran and you're an entrepreneur and you got a product that you would like to represent on a higher level, first thing, come to WVETOnline.com and we'll put you in touch with Broken Gear. But since you're going direct now, I want you to give out your website and a phone number, if you can, to where people can contact you directly.
Sure. The website is brokengear.us, brokengear.us. They can also email me at info@brokengear.us. It's really one of the best ways to be able to get in touch with me. And already since the Florida State Fair, I would say we have probably a dozen plus emails from other veterans that are looking to get involved. So we're looking to build a company.
All right. You heard it here. And I'm not going to give out your number because that's directly to you. But if there's a general number on the site, give that out while we're talking.
Unfortunately, we don't have a general number. I would ask the people just to understand that.
Email. Give me your email. Give them an email direct. How to get you on an email then?
Sure. It's info, as in information, info@brokengear.us.
Ross, I appreciate you taking time to talk with us. We will do this again close to Labor Day. We're going to be doing a whole 2 weeks on jobs, labor, and work, and thankfulness. And with what's going on in Ukraine, I'm sure they're going to be listening.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Many, many blessings, and you stay out of the. If you're still on duty, know that you did this in good confidence. He's not at the fair. He's on duty. You all.
Yeah, Ross. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, you know you're in tune to the Boss of the Beach, Keith. And, of course, we're here at St. Pete Radio and Sunshine Radio 96.7. And now we're talking about Bay Area Renaissance Festival, better known as the RenFest. If you want to get something, you can always call them at 800-601-4848. But I have Amanda here on the phone with us from RenFest, and I'm going to start off telling her, Amanda, introduce yourself, and let's talk about this weekend coming up, which is Pirates and Pups.
Yes, we are so excited. So my name is Amanda. I work in the marketing department with the Bay Area Renaissance Festival, and we are very excited to go into our third weekend, which is Pirates and Pups.
Wow, that's so great. And I know you all have done something special for our veterans. Would you tell them what we're doing?
So we do have a discount available for all veterans. We also are going to have a stand set up for them. And, yeah, they can come to the box office and they can get a discount to get into the festival.
Well, you heard it right there. Amanda's already told you, and I'm going to reiterate that. Any weekend that a veteran shows up, there is going to be a special discount. But they have announced 2 extra days, especially for our veterans and, of course, our military coming out of here at MacDill Air Force Base. The 26th of March is High Seas Weekend. I'm going to invite out everybody who knows anything about the Coast Guard and all of our Navy people. We want you to come up for our High Seas Adventure Weekend. Wear an old pirate outfit if you have to, because the high seas were mostly pirates in those days. So we know that we're happy with that. High Seas Adventure, March 26th and 27th. But we'll be there on the 26th. We're going to be at the visitors booth. Come by and see us from 96.7 Voice for Veterans. Keith, the Boss of the Beach, and his team are going to be broadcasting live out there that weekend. And also, Wonders of the World, the following weekend, April 2nd, we will be there. And when you say Wonders of the World, dress up anyway. We are America, and we are wonders of the world. And, of course, Renaissance Festival, and that's the Bay Area Renaissance Festival, and you got Amanda. It has been wonderful so far. I mean, actually, really wonderful. So I want you guys to come out and enjoy the rest of this activity. Amanda, tell them where you'll be so that they can come find you.
Yes, we are located in Dade City. So we are off Audubon Road. We are at 12838.
Listen, I drove out there. It's wonderful. You do pass the future of the Tampa Bay area. Every place you go, there's new roads being cut in. So Google it. She'll give you how to get there. There is a map available. But come on out to Dade City.
Yes. Yes, we have directions on our website. Mm-hmm.
Give them your website again and where to find directions.
The directions will be on our website at BayAreaRenFest.com. And
look,
we'll have
directions
from multiple different highways.
Okay, that's perfect, because I know that if you're coming in from Orlando and that area, and we're getting a lot of people coming in from around the whole area, there will be directions from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, and we will see you at High Seas Adventure. And that's all my people. I'm going to give a shout out, of course, to one of the guys who actually talked to me this week, and it's from Charlie Chris's office, and he's a Navy man, so I'm going to try to drag them out for High Seas Weekend. Again, we're going to be thanking Soundcheck Studios, and a special thanks to all of the team at Bay Area Renaissance Festival. We're going to be having some special stuff to give away for those who are coming out to support this event from Slat Woods Art. And we thank them for supporting, of course, our veterans as well. Thank you for tuning in to this show this week. Stay with us. Boss of the Beach, Keith. And don't forget, it's Sunshine Radio and St. Pete Radio. Thank you for joining in. WVETOnlineRadio.com. Over and out with a shout. Thank you, Amanda.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you on the radio.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armored jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at Bay Area Renaissance. Infest.com.
Have you ever met someone that you were so in love with, and you want to fit in everything that they do? And I believe I met someone, lady, and that's why I want to fit with you. That's why I'm going to get in with you, babe. Get in. Where you fit in, baby? I wanna fit right there with you. Get in. Where you fit in, baby? I wanna fit right there with you. You're such a sophisticated lady, with your dressing, smiling face, and positive professional attitude. That's what you carry with you. That's why I'm gonna fit with you. And everything that you try to do. Get in. Get
in.
Where you fit in, baby? Get in. I wanna fit right there with you.
Get in. Where you fit in, baby?
I wanna fit right there with you. Like meeting all your family members and your friends, attending a family reunion or two, going shopping, maybe taking in a movie or two, holding hands when you're walking in the park, watching the birds like most lovers do.
Get in.
Get in.
Where you
where you fit in, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. Get in where you fit in, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. Well, such a feeling being right here next to you. I like the way you hold me, baby. You know I like that special thing that you do. You make me scream out your name. I say, I'm gonna get in. We'll fit in, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. I'm gonna fit with you, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. I wanna do everything that you wanna do. I know you like going to fashion and sporting events. I'm gonna fit right there too. I know you like to go dancing, lady. I'm gonna try to do all the line dances that you do. If you wanna step with me right now, get in. I want you to get in. But will you fit in, baby? I wanna step right there, be next to you. I love the way you carry yourself, such a lady in everything that you do. And I just wanna fit right there with you, baby. Been a long time coming, but I knew you was coming my way. Wanna fit with you and everything you do.